poll, most likely voters believe violent protests are hallmarked by criminals. By Hannah Blow on August 3, 2020. Most likely U.S. voters believe the violent protests dominating several cities nationwide are dominated by criminals taking advantage of the situation, a Rasmussen poll released Monday revealed. Rasmussen Reports conducted the survey on July 29 to 30, 2020, among 1,000 likely voters and asked, "Is the mob violence that has continued for weeks in several major cities primarily legitimate outrage over the police or mostly criminals taking advantage of the situation?" The majority of voters, or 57%, said that the violent protests are comprised of mostly criminals who are taking advantage of the general waves of unrest. Only 32% expressed the belief that mob violence is fueled by legitimate outrage over the police. 12% of respondents indicated that they remain unsure. While younger respondents are more likely to view the violent protests as stemming from legitimate outrage, 49% of younger voters think it is primarily criminal instead, while 56% of whites and 70% of other minority voters say the ongoing mob violence is largely criminal. Just 37% of blacks agree. 41% of black voters say it's mostly legitimate outrage, Rasmussen reported. Likely voters were also asked, is the mob violence likely to improve the criminal justice situation in America or make it worse? Or will it have no impact? Slightly over half of those who view the mob violence as a form of legitimate outrage over police believe it is likely to improve the criminal justice system. But only 21%, overall, believe the mob violence will improve criminal justice across the nation. 51% believe the mob violence will make the criminal justice situation worse. 17% say it will have no impact, while 12% are undecided, the survey found. The survey's margin of error is +/-3%. The poll follows yet another violent weekend in Portland, which has seen over 60 days of largely violent protests. Agitators in the area have repeatedly targeted federal buildings and law enforcement officers, wielding weapons and launching various projectiles at both the buildings and officers, including explosive devices. Every night for the past 2 months, a mob of hundreds of rioters have laid siege to the federal courthouse and other nearby federal property. The rioters have come equipped for fighting, armed with powerful slingshots, tasers, sledgehammers, saws, knives, rifles, and explosives devices, Attorney General William Barr told House Judiciary Committee members last week. What unfolds nightly around the courthouse cannot reasonably be called protest, he added. Portland protesters made waves yet again over the weekend after setting American flags and Bibles ablaze in the middle of the streets. Violence has also erupted in Seattle. Last week, Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best announced the discovery of several weapons, including explosives, in a van present at the July 25 protest. Peaceful protesters do not show up with a van full of bear spray, stun guns, spike strips, and explosives, the police chief stated.